a genuinely caring patron. To mark the sad passing of Her Majesty, we've delved into past reviews to share touching stories from the special events she attended with our members. The reception at Buckingham Palace, 2001. On the 16th of May 2001, many members, guests and escorts were received at Buckingham Palace by our then patron, Her Majesty the Queen, to celebrate the 85th anniversary of the founding of our organisation. According to a wonderful report written by our then president, Ray Hazan, OBE, in the July 2001 review, the event lasted almost 3 hours, which was an all-time record for functions of this kind. Here's an extract of Ray's report. No doubt everyone who visited Buckingham Palace on May 16th will have a story to tell. One widow may only reluctantly relate how the time was spent in accident and emergency at a London hospital, having experienced a bad fall that afternoon. Others may tell you how husband and wife ended up in separate hotels, one clutching the wash bag but no clothes, the other the clothes but no wash bag. But almost everyone made it in the end and were delighted and impressed with all that happened. The sound of smashing glass was rarely heard, and palace staff were quick to reassure that it wasn't a priceless antique. The hubbub of conversation was thankfully not overwhelming as a result of the spacious distribution of people amongst the rooms. The waiters were polite and helpful, the drinks constantly flowed, and the canapés were tasty. Her Majesty must have talked to a vast number of people. You will have your own conversations in mind, but it appears to be her interest in those with whom she was conversing, her understanding in being more tactile with Dunstoners, and her relaxed attitude, which impressed many. Her responses were those of a true veteran of such encounters. Thank you, ma'am, for being here. Well, it is my party. Who is it? Asked a slightly deaf St. Dunstaner. I'm the one giving the party. Others will have talked to the Duke of Edinburgh, Princess Alexandra, and Angus Ogilvie, and they too will have many treasured memories. Many letters of thanks have been received. Here are a few extracts. I never expected the Queen to shake hands with us, nor to meet Princess Alexandra. The Queen was so informal and happy. It certainly will leave a firm imprint of great happiness on everyone's memory. Duffy and I loved every minute of the very special celebration of St. Dunstan's 85 years' work. The visit to Buckingham Palace is one we shall always remember. Joan Osborne was at the reception with her husband Bob, a member, and said, "There had been thunderstorms that morning, and as Bob and I were standing in line to meet the Queen, it was overcast with the threat of more rain. As the Queen walked along speaking with everyone, she spotted Bob's badge and said, 'You're a St. Dunstaner,' and asked how long he'd been a member. She walked on to meet other people, then turned back to us and said, 'I'm so sorry I can't do anything about the weather.' Bob and I laughed with her and were thrilled that she'd turned back to speak with us." John and Daphne Gilbert also attended and told the review, "We somehow managed to lose our party and decided to sit in a very long hallway in the palace to take time to collect ourselves before heading off in search of our group. While we were sitting there, a member of the palace staff came to tell us that the Queen would shortly walk through the hallway from our left. As soon as we were told the Queen was coming, Daphne and I stood up. Afterwards, Daphne told me that the Queen spotted my white cane and crossed the hallway to speak with us. She asked if I'd trained at St. Dunstan's, and I told her I had. She then placed her hand on my shoulder and said she thought St. Dunstan's was a wonderful place." The Queen's visit to our Brighton Centre, 1985. On the 19th of July, 1985, Her Majesty visited our centre at Ovingdean with Prince Philip to open the new South Wing. Ray Hazan was involved in organising the visit. This was Ray's report in the following month's review. "My role was to sit in the escort office behind the reception desk in the lounge and over the PA system give a running commentary as to what the royal party was being shown at any time and who was being presented. Quite coincidentally, John Hoskin, a reporter on BBC Radio 4's Today programme and radio commentator, telephoned me the day before. He gave me some useful tips. Speak slowly, lower the pitch of the voice, and take breaths after each full stop. The royal party arrived at Brighton Station by train, and it became a matter of monitoring Radio Sussex to relay their commentary as to what Her Majesty was wearing and the progress of the party as it made its way to Ovingdean. It then became a matter of someone on each floor telephoning down to the escort office as the royal tour progressed. Using Braille notes, I was able to describe when people were being presented to our patron and the activity they were representing. A plaque outside the escort office records the day. A Braille plaque beneath has been read by so many fingers that the raised dots are no longer legible. Only the natural elements conspired to try and spoil the day. A marquee had been set up on the lawn at the front of the building as one of the several dining rooms. A stiff breeze that day blew it down just before it was about to be occupied. Somehow all were found alternative places and no one went hungry. Truly a day to remember. Bob and Joan Osborne also attended this visit. Joan told the Review, "We took up indoor bowling in the 1970s. Bob didn't think he would be able to do it, but he proved to be a very good bowler and went on to become chairman of the bowling club for many years. When the Queen and Prince Philip visited the centre in 1985, we arranged a match in their honour. I had to stand beside each bowler and tell them the distance to the jack. I stood beside Bob, he bowled, and he got so close to the jack I couldn't have done better. I tapped Bob on the shoulder to tell him he'd done well. We were both thrilled, and when I looked up, the Queen smiled at me to say, 'Well done.' This was a very special day, one of many special days." Some personal thoughts. I'm truly saddened by the Queen's passing. Life will not be the same without her. I'm thinking of her whole family. Angela. To our Royal Highness Queen Elizabeth II, thank you for your service and for looking after us, especially at Blind Veterans UK. God bless all of your family at this difficult time. Au revoir, fair Queen. Elizabeth, English Queen, left all her subjects bereft in a nation's joyful grief. Zero tolerance, not so, and never her like again. Best thoughts now are made of this. Everyone's well for her life. Thoroughly improved are we. Heaven has such dignity. Peter O'Malley.